This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. Because no one wanted to weigh in on the war in Afghanistan during the presidential debates. And, you know, I'm pleasantly surprised.
There was much more important things to talk about during the presidential debates.
Yes, like this, like the scamdemic and...
Who's the big guy?
What did they even debate? I don't recall watching any of these debates between... Did Joe and... what was the other guy? Donald Trump, did they actually debate?
I mean, they held debates.
No, there was five debates scheduled, and I think three of them happened.
Were they entertaining?
Okay. A little bit.
Yes. Here's the thing. I watched the debate. I would never watch the debates on my own. But I went to the local clubhouse with a bunch of libertarians and anarchists also watching the debates.
And you had a drinking game to go with it, I'm sure, right?
I don't drink all that often.
But they had a drinking game
to go
with it.
They probably did.
Okay.
But it was more like the commentary and the yelling at the screen, like, no way! You know, so that, to me, that was entertaining, but I would never sit at home and watch it.
In general, I don't like watching presidential debates. But when you have Joe Biden, who clearly has dementia... And they're just trying to keep him together. I have to watch every single one of them. Every single one of them, I have to, like, get my popcorn and sit and stare.
My favorite
just
part.
Just wait for a gaffe.
My favorite part was when he, like, turned to the camera directly and addressed America. Like, I'm not talking to Trump anymore, guys. I'm talking directly to you.
How many methamphetamines did they have to get him on to get him lucid for that long?
Right?
But let's go to the phones. We've got Robert calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, you know, I was just going to try to point that out, that a lot of times it's mental incapacities that cause tremendous errors, and usually they're at the heads of government. Adolf Hitler, for example, had syphilis. He was he probably died of it in South America. And then
Wait. I'm sorry, you brought up two points that we need some clarification on. Number one, Adolf Hitler had syphilis. Number two, he died in South America.
He fled to Argentina. It's like fact.
Let's start with one of those.
I will grant you that Abraham Lincoln had syphilis. That seems to fit the facts as far as I can tell. Now, I will also grant that Adolf Hitler was on methamphetamines. That definitely seems to fit the facts.
Well, the Nazis certainly were. I mean, I've only seen one war documentary
that's
that
historical.
Actually... Yeah, but most of the war documentaries I've seen never pointed out. But once they're like, oh, yeah, the Nazis were the first to do meth, it's like, oh, that makes a lot more sense. That's what really caused the Blitzkrieg, right? The Lightning War. They were on meth.
That's why they were skinny and focused.
I was watching this sort of parody of the World War II era, and this guy's like, what are you doing? Cocaine and methamphetamines? Well, did you bring enough for everybody? Of course I brought enough for everybody. Well, okay then.
So back to the first point. Why do you say that Hitler had syphilis?
Well, it was reported many times, and I have no reason not to believe it. And he was
in the Jewish newspaper.
Horrible, horrible things and made huge mistakes. I mean, who would attack Russia in the wintertime with Russia? There's no end to Russia.
Well, someone who believed himself to be invincible, as someone would if they were on meth, would make such a stupid decision. Okay, so
why
second
would you
question.
Send them into Russia in their summer uniforms? Because it looks really good.
Why do you think he died in South Africa of syphilis?
South America.
South America.
Okay, South America.
Argentina specifically.
I heard that he landed. I can't remember now whether it was Uruguay or Paraguay. I was only a small child, but somebody actually showed me snapshots of Adolf Hitler, and it looked like him. I was only about 5 years old, and I saw rolls, huge rolls, bales of grasses in the background, which means
and there was
no
Photoshop back then, so you know it was real.
Well, I don't think they had it back then. But anyhow, that indicates that he was in a deciduous area. In other words, it would either have to be Paraná, which is the southernmost province of Brazil, Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina or right in that area is where it would have had to have been. Because
okay, I'm good. Carry on with whatever point you were going to make before we had
That's actually the easier one to accept, because there were a lot of Nazis who didn't get snatched up by the paperclip program that did, in fact, go to South America, especially Argentina in
particular.
Are you
saying it's not easy to accept that the most powerful person in that area didn't have enough ladies that he would acquire a sexually transmitted disease?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, no. Hitler, from every piece of information that I found, was sexually weird.
Okay.
Like most charismatic leaders, they tend to be sexually weird. So from all of the information that I've seen, he actually never had sex with Eva Braun, which was his...
This is more about Hitler's sex life than I ever wanted to know. Robert,
Donald Trump seems to be pretty good on the sexual side of things.
You didn't call in to talk about...
Except when it comes to his daughter.
Hitler and syphilis. What was your subject?
Same situation with Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. He also died of syphilis in 1924. He was standing on top of a table, hopping up and down and going, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. And he died of syphilis shortly thereafter. And I know people on the inside who knew that. I knew Natalia Mutkov-Chachibaya, and I knew a mother, Nadezhda, who was best friend's lover at the Beria. They came to Moscow together in 1922 so he could take the job of Stalin's Minister of the Interior. They put Vladimir Lenin on ice because they couldn't kill the father of the revolution, so he slowly died of syphilis. But he also...
In the freezer, in the basement.
The Soviet government blamed it on his visit to a factory. They said he died of the after effects of an assassination attempt at a factory.
Slow down. I have one question.
Chapter 2.
Who are you that as a 5-year-old you had been shown pictures of Hitler in Argentina and that you saw Vladimir Lenin with your own eyes?
I did not see Vladimir Lenin with my own eyes.
Okay, I misunderstood that.
I knew Natalia Chachibaya, whose mother was Nadezhda. I knew Nadezhda, though. She lived, and she came to Washington, D.C.
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend.
In Maryland, in the very later part of her life.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, man. It's possible.
Her granddaughter. Her granddaughter was Rodam Somaya. That was her granddaughter who arranged the marriage.
Okay, you didn't call in tonight to spit out a bunch of Russian names to me. So, what was your subject?
I'm gonna watch Red Sparrow again now.
All right, my subject is in all of these cases, even with Joseph Stalin, he who was also mentally sick, by the way. A lot of times you have to take it apart. I studied law in Germany under Professor Dr. Knut Amelung, and he taught us to take each case apart in the tiniest pieces and figure out what the continuums are and what the juncture points are, and then analyze each one independently, and then put it all back together, and then come to a conclusion. Because for each situation, it's quite different. And if you're going to analyze a war. It could go from soup to nuts. I mean, the things that affect the beginnings of a war, the middle of a war, and the end of a war could all be quite different.
So what you're saying is go back to Afghanistan.
Thank you so much for all the call tonight, Robert. I certainly can't disagree. The circumstances when the U.S. invaded Afghanistan were different from the circumstances in 2010, which are different from the circumstances, as of 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty similar again now.
So I agree with his approach. When you are facing a jumble of chaos, what you have to do is you have to cut off a bite-sized chunk. Take that one chunk until you comprehend it, then you have a thing. Take another bite-sized chunk and then comprehend that and proceed until you think you have enough information to go on.
You both probably like untying knots.
Yeah, but... I don't know about...
I disagree with where he got to from apparently that.
Look, lead to conclusions, and the conclusions is that dying of
syphilis in Argentina.
When you break it all down and put it back together, it's the only logical conclusion you can come to.
I remember watching some conspiracy show a number of years ago about how Hitler possibly didn't die, but I don't recall what evidence, if any, they had other than, the Russians never let us see the body or whatever.
No, to be fair, the evidence about where and when he died and the body that should be his is really suspect in so many ways.
I mean, Osama bin Laden got a Viking funeral, so there's...
Yeah, that's another one of those, like, that makes zero sense.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that weird stuff happens when you kill powerful people.
They gave bin Laden a Viking funeral?
They set him on
fire.
Dumped
him in the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, and Epstein supposedly killed himself, right? And John McAfee supposedly killed himself,
latest
right?
The evidence on Epstein was that he's got a farm in New Mexico.
His website did not.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on the mess in Afghanistan that finally seems to be coming to an end. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about it. It's Free Talk Live.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the war in Afghanistan, but coming up, the most racist, rock, boulder, whatever you would like to characterize it as, in the universe. Plus, a landlord has his own special way of dealing with evictions.
There's going to be a moratorium. You got to get rid of them somehow.
That was my first thought when you mentioned it. It's like, well, the government won't let the landlord evict these tenants the normal way.
What are you going to do?
But with you tonight,
you
it's Aria.
Solution. Pickle Spanier.
And Richie Rich.
And, you know, it's just a matter of time before we're kicked off of all of the video streaming platforms. We're constantly getting COVID-19 information notices on Facebook. My own YouTube channel has received a warning. The Free Talk Live YouTube channel is one strike away from permanent deletion. So none of those avenues are a good place to actually watch the show. You want to check out video.freetalklive.com. Behind it is Library, which is a decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol, and we've been using it for years as a ultimate backup archive for our videos, and it's becoming very successful. Now there's more than 1 million channels there. So check it out, video.freetalklive.com. That's the best way to actually watch us. I think it's getting one of the best video feeds. The videos there are actually permanent, and it's the only place where you can watch topless She Talk Live on Wednesday nights. The rest of them just sort of show a banner saying, you know, go to our Odyssey channel if you actually want to watch this uncensored, because we know what Twitch and YouTube and Facebook would do if we tried to stream topless Wednesdays to those platforms. But video.freetalklive.com, that's the place we can't be censored. Video.freetalklive.com.
Now, for those of you who are willing to put up with the lower grade of our product, which is just audio version, I'm a big fan of podcatchers. Seriously.
Yes.
RSS is one of the most amazing technologies ever devised by humankind.
Well, I don't know that our audio version is inferior to our video version. It's just a different type of content.
You don't get to see topless people in the audio.
I mean,
that's true. It's Topless Tuesday and Topless Wednesday.
I'm pretty sure that Game of Thrones proved definitively that no boobies is an inferior form of media.
That does seem to be the case.
Were there pictures in the book?
And if you disagree, call in at
603-283-6160. We've actually got Tom on the line from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so the United States is pulling out of Afghanistan, and
thank God,
Taliban is swarming in there. And now the protest is, first of all, the people scrambling to get to the airport and get on flights and get out of there. I've read that they've canceled civilian flights in and out of the airport, and they're just going to leave the civilians behind to the mercy of the Taliban while the people who matter are being flown out. And, oh, but we've got all these interpreters and other people who've helped us all these years, and we allow them to apply for special visas, but, you know, the process takes so long. No, the process...
They should do it the right way.
The process doesn't take that long. The bureaucrats take that long. Get all these people out of there, and, you know, anybody who's horrified about what's going to happen to the women in Afghanistan when Taliban leaders force them to marry Taliban big shots, that what have they done to tell Congress to abolish all immigration restrictions so that these women would be able to flee from Afghanistan and go to the United States?
Hey, I agree entirely. If someone wants to immigrate to the United States from Afghanistan, they should absolutely be free to do that. No passport required, no citizenship required, no approval required, just come here.
And now those women can read the terms and conditions.
It's almost like government leads to inefficiencies.
Well, what do you got to have to go from Texarkana, Arkansas, to Texarkana, Texas? You simply walk. You got to wait for the walk light.
Oh, wait for it. Just you wait. There will be a COVID passport between those two cities.
And then you just walk across the street, and the same has got to be for going from Nogales, Sonora, into Nogales, Arizona.
Yes, I mean, the White House has already considered the possibility of doing some sort of COVID-19 passport for interstate travel.
They already did that on a test pilot basis in Rhode Island where people were coming up Interstate 95 and they were pulled over into the rest area the first few days.
Yeah,
they were
that was early on.
Oh, if you got a
Rhode Island wasn't letting in people from New York. Yeah, New York plates.
Because that was a COVID hotspot. But then they said, oh, that's illegal. We have to do this to everybody. But and this was a limited test pilot thing. So people, a lot of people said, well, yeah, I guess you can always tell them you're on your way to Boston, or you can just go around it and find some other route. So we don't really mind if they do that. And then, of course, gradually they're just going to keep implementing these things. But you got to abolish all the immigration restrictions, and one of the priorities is going to have to be when somebody becomes a citizen and they get sworn in, that's when they got to have like a one-year statute of limitation.
Any suggestions on how to abolish those immigration restrictions between states?
Not between, you mean between countries?
Between anywhere, really, is my opinion. I mean, just scratch them off the books and get rid of this absurd citizenship requirement. I don't think anyone should, if they're here, consider them to be a citizen in the story. If there's a place to be a citizen of.
Open all the borders, eliminate all the passports.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would
if
help.
You live there, you live there.
If passports were a temporary wartime effort.
And if you don't live there, then you don't have to pay federal income tax to the United States either, because you don't live in the United States.
Which
the
you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Are the borders of the United States. But, yeah, they got to do away with all the immigration restrictions that prevented Jewish people from fleeing and other categories.
Great. Any suggestions on how to get from here to there?
You're trying to centrally plan freedom, Pinkless.
Well, I think we could get there by seceding from the New Hampshire, from having New Hampshire secede from the United States government, and then for New Hampshire to then have an open borders policy. To me, that's probably the most expedient and the most likely way of seeing all of that actually come to fruition. I mean, the United States isn't going to have an open border policy, but New Hampshire already has one with all of the surrounding states. I don't see any reason why we should change to having a closed border.
Because people from Mass come up and change the laws to make it more like Mass.
Well, what one thing they got to do?
Those people.
They got to abolish the immigration restrictions, and so that people who are in these places where it's a terrible place to be, a terrible place to live, can simply flee to the United States, and then
who is they? Who is they that are going to be abolishing these restrictions?
Well, of course, I always vote correctly. I never vote for
no,
anybody
you don't.
Who's not an Orthodox.
I'm sorry, it's physically impossible to vote correctly.
Oh, okay, well...
There's literally no one who actually... Okay, with the singular exception of maybe Ron Paul, there has been no one who is worth voting for. There's been no one...
For a president, you mean?
For anything, honestly. Like, there
I
has...
mean, there have been people who run for offices like here in Keene that I would say were certainly
okay,
worth
sure.
voting
like
for.
Like the sheriff's office,
there,
perhaps?
There might be one of our 400-plus representatives that were actually worth voting for. But honestly, no one votes correctly, because every single one of those people you vote for has some terrible idea that they're going to force on you.
I don't know how true that is with some of the libertarian state reps that we just saw get in. But what are your thoughts?
One of the 400 reps we have, maybe.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An additional 1,000 troops are headed back into Afghanistan to help with the evacuation of U.S. personnel from the capital of Kabul. That brings the total number of troops heading back into the capital to 6,000. Ambassador Ross Wilson and the rest of the U.S. Embassy have relocated to the Kabul airport as Taliban fighters have swept into the city. U.S. officials say the diplomatic staff was moved to the airport to ensure their safety while maintaining the embassy's core work. Hundreds of the city's residents have also flooded the airport hoping for a flight out of the country. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has left the capital, saying on Facebook that he fled to save Kabul and its citizens from further bloodshed. Amid the government takeover by the Taliban, Pope Francis is calling for peace in the region. In his weekly address Sunday, the Pope asked his followers to pray that solutions to the conflict can be found at the negotiating table. He also called for the protection of Afghanistan's small Christian minority, mostly foreigners and aid workers. You're listening to USA Radio News. The search continues for any more survivors from the devastating 7.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the hemisphere's poorest nation of Haiti on Saturday. Hundreds are dead and thousands more are injured. John Clemens has more.
We were able to get through to Cara Buck of Mercy Corps in Port-au-Prince about the damaging aftershocks that could cause even more death and destruction.
So we are hearing a lot about the roads being obstructed, and things are still shifting and moving, right? We had a number of aftershocks even last night.
A tropical storm could also strike portions of Haiti with heavy rain and high winds by Monday.
We could anticipate potentially some heavy rainfall that could affect the situation, but like I said, we're glad to hear that the brunt of this storm should be diverted and not hit the area of the epicenter.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live celebrating the death, the slow, painful, untimely death of the war in Afghanistan.
Untimely being in the backward definition this time.
And the rise of the Taliban.
Well, it depends on who. Well, the resurrection of the Taliban, maybe, because, as you pointed out, you know, the Taliban's strategy here was brilliant. It was simple. It was effective to just wait out the U.S. government.
And now they got so much better infrastructure, too. They have military bases and office buildings that was built by the United
Airports,
States.
Airports, schools.
It's all there.
Hospitals.
Look what we did for you people.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and steal a joke from Robert Newman. So imagine, if you will, a man who is literally laying bricks on a military base going, yeah, this is just a temporary thing, you know, a few weeks and we'll be just right out of here. We won't have any permanent infrastructure. There's no plan on staying for any period of time in this place. Just brick by brick as he builds a military base. No, that won't be helped.
Just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right?
Just 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Just 20 years to mitigate their desire to rebel and to rule their own country. Just 20 years. We gave them their 20 years, and it did not work. So we didn't give them their 20 years. They took them.
20 years wasn't enough. We got to go back in there for 40. Can we get a military budget for 40-year invasion of Afghanistan?
Since you bring it up, call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Okay. But I think that he's just pulling out troops because he's going to put them somewhere else.
Well, of course he is. I mean, they have to go somewhere. I'm sure some of them will come back to the United States, but probably a lot of them will get shifted to Syria or Iraq or one of the other five undeclared wars that the United States government is currently fighting.
Or, hear me out, call me crazy, they're planning a new war that we're not even aware of yet.
Mm.
Okay, so, I tried to think that's
so are you
probably
betting on
it.
Russia or China or both?
Okay, I'm going to
tell you,
say
man,
neither, because I think those are less winnable than other smaller countries.
No, that's why I think that's the plan.
Okay. I tend to think so as well. These things with Afghanistan and Iraq, I mean, people like saying, oh, well, look, the Taliban defeated the American military. Yeah, but no, they didn't. The American military never even came close to throwing everything it had at the Taliban. It could have just dropped some nukes if it really wanted to defeat them.
And there are people that will call for that.
Sure.
Bomb it to glass.
They'll do.
But they didn't. The United States Army fought these wars with one arm tied behind its back. It was a sparring match for the U.S. government. It was like a parrot playing basketball with their kid, trying to keep it interesting by just playing with one leg or one hand or whatever.
It's like the under-15 male soccer team against the U.S. women's national team.
So there's also...
No comment.
There's also a more disturbing possibility that he brought those troops back because he's going to send them against us.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones.
Someone's got to enforce the COVID mandates.
Before we hash this out further, we've got David calling from New Mexico. David, it's early for you. You're on Free Talk Live.
You're supposed to just call
them. Yeah, I got up early today.
So what's on your mind?
And, you know, hey, the Taliban, what songs do they play?
The who?
What?
The Taliban.
What songs do the Taliban play?
Yes.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, we're laughing because Ian, who is sitting behind us, took his headset off at
he
that
put,
one.
He put it on to listen to the call, and as soon as David tried a joke, he took it off and gave up.
So I'm assuming you didn't call in tonight to make a pun, David.
Well, let him finish.
No,
the pun.
I didn't, but it just occurred to me that there's
is there
a
more to that
Harry
rock and blow.
There's a very fitting Harry Belafonte
rock
song.
Lobster.
Hey-o. No, the...
If you say Iraq Lobster, I'm dropping the call, David.
No. Harry Belafonte, Deo, come Mr. Taliban, tally me banana. Daylight come and we want to go home.
If this continues for one more second, I'm also dropping the call.
Oh, my God. Hurts.
So can I interest you, some of you have jobs, can I interest you in a salary of $156,000 a year for doing your job?
Yes, you can interest me in
Depends
that.
Depends on the job.
Okay, well, there's a dude in New Mexico.
That's the difference between you and me, Richie.
I could be interested. I don't have to take it. I can hear his proposal.
There's a dude. Well, there's a vacancy. There's one available. There's a dude in New Mexico that just gave up his $156,000 a year job. That's more than the governor makes. And this was the cabinet secretary of CYFD, and he just quit his job for some reason. Oh, wait, he gave a reason why he quit his job. But if you remember, first of all, there was some allegations about CYFD, which is the name for the Child Protective Service in New Mexico. There were allegations that he was using the Signal app to automatically delete messages after 24 hours for all of the interagency correspondence they were doing. So instead of using email, which all of us could
hold on, because that's interesting. That requires both parties to have Signal.
No, David called in about that. Like they have an obligation that everything that they say about this particular subject has to be part of public record. Now, they were using the Signal app, and they put on the automatic deletion while they were talking about these subjects.
I understand the corruption level. I just find it fascinating that, you know, everyone in this government agency was using the Signal app. Because it's not just this one person could have been doing that. Everyone has to have Signal in order for that to work.
But they did it because they knew that they would have the delete feature and it wouldn't be a matter of public record. So they had a separate
conspiracy?
Meeting. Like, yeah, conspiracy.
Yeah, so and it was the cabinet secretary that suggested that they use Signal. You know, the cabinet secretary Blaylock that just quit his job. And more about that
I could
in a
do
second.
So much good if I had that job.
Well, if the government wants to use Signal to have privacy from the public, I would argue that that's pretty good evidence that we should be using Signal to have privacy from the government.
I would say so. So that was one of the allegations. And then when some apparently upstanding 30-year long-time experienced people in the organization questioned the use of the disappearing messages, they were fired. Imagine that.
Surprise.
And so there's some lawsuits regarding that. But the cabinet secretary, Blaylock, he always alleged that there was nothing, no hanky-panky, nothing going on here. It's all a good idea and stuff like that, and there's nothing to worry about. Oh, in addition, the Mr. Blaylock who just quit, he was accused by the same people that he fired, and actually he fired quite a few, like a half a dozen different people that all questioned these several different same things. One of the other things was he was apparently a friend of his where he came from in the Bay Area in California was awarded an unlawfully awarded a no-bid contract for $45 million to supply computer equipment and software when there were 20 other companies that wanted to bid on that same project. Shocker. But it was awarded. Yeah.
Yeah, dude is corrupt. Got it.
Tally my bananas.
Nothing.
Dude is corrupt. Tally my bananas.
Dude is corrupt. So, but dude alleged he was not corrupt and that there was nothing wrong, but yet he quit. But you know the reason that he gave for quitting here in New Mexico, the cabinet secretary, do you know the reason he gave?
Stress, family time,
that he,
other
that no one tallied his bananas?
Yes, nobody tallied his bananas. His bananas that tallied to 156,000 bananas a year, he decided that he was going to give up the 156,000 guaranteed bananas a year because his wife got a new job in California. And so to support her, he was going to quit his $156,000 banana job.
What job did
and go
she
back
get?
I mean, that almost sounds reasonable.
We don't,
couples do.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know yet, but it is.
Hey, I'm happy with one less welfare whore living off the government money and being corrupt while doing it.
I mean, the likelihood is she got a government job in California.
Well, I mean, David, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you to do this, but please track this down because I'm pretty sure there's some corruption going on that side of things. And call me crazy, but I'm guessing she got a weird job involving government because of her government contacts.
Yeah.
That's not possible.
That's
you're fantasizing
bet.
Now.
That's the safe bet.
Just
to get
fantasizing.
More.
Yep.
David, look into that. I mean, if you can and if you're interested. But thank you so much for the call tonight.
Report back tomorrow night.
We've given you homework, David. Interesting story. I mean, I'm not surprised that this sort of thing is common, especially out of New Mexico, as David points out. I mean, every time David calls, he's got a different story about a corrupt judge or a corrupt magistrate.
Illinois
or a corrupt...
is more corrupt. That's because you haven't seen New Mexico.
Look, statistically, there has to be a most corrupt state in the United States, and there has to be a most corrupt county in that state.
I think statistically, New Mexico is the most corrupt state. At least David said so.
Yeah.
I don't know for
sure.
Well,
then why don't you send as many people to prison as Illinois does? Like, you know, get on it, guys.
Dissidents.
603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the end of the war in Afghanistan. 603-283-6160.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Around the embassy for years. One U.S. employee said about the U.S. embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, which, as I understand it, by this point has probably been taken over by the Taliban. They were on the outskirts of the city earlier today, which is why the U.S. government and its little pin pushers over there in Afghanistan were quite frantically trying to leave, including burning flags and confidential
documents.
That doesn't
seem very frantic to me. Like, maybe, you know, maybe the documents, like, you want to run through the shredder on your way out, but if you've got time to burn a flag, you probably got better things to do.
Well, they just set it on fire, and presumably, I don't know, why didn't they just burn the whole embassy down? That seems to me like it would have made been the faster, more sensible approach.
I would agree.
But they didn't. They left stuff at their desk. And as you were talking about earlier with the whole bricklayer thing, this guy says, we look at this fortress and you think, this will never go away. Impossible. And now it's gone.
Well, the functionality of it is gone, right? The building is still there.
Well, he says,
those bricks are laid.
Soon to be occupied by the Taliban for whatever, you know, document pushing they do.
While talking, the embassy employee pulled out an American flag from a backpack. The directive had already come down to destroy U.S. flags, but the employee said they just wanted to save something.
So okay. Now he's got contraband.
Yes.
He can't fly with contraband.
Walk me through this, please.
The U.S.
Why?
Government ordering people to destroy U.S. flags?
Yes.
Because why? Presumably the Taliban could have used them to burn them and make, you know, propaganda videos, yes, or something.
So we're going to burn these things.
It's not like they can't order more
so
on Amazon.
They don't burn these things.
I didn't say the U.S. government was smart.
Okay. You need to burn them so they're not burned on camera and then used as propaganda.
Right.
I mean, there is a difference. Right?
It's a stupid difference,
it's
but
a
yes.
Stupid difference.
And as you point out, they could get as many American flags as they want.
Because there's no chance that they would ever be able to acquire these.
Understood. But if they're going to.
And if they acquired other American flags, there's no chance that they could possibly lie and say that, hey, these are the flags that we found in the embassy.
If they're going to kidnap you and kill you on camera, would it not be behoove you to kill yourself ahead of time so they can't make the video of it?
That's a little different.
I mean, it's about
I kind of understand. Well, no, I kind of understand both points of this.
Let me walk you through this. You cannot order Peakless Mountaineers on Amazon.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Therefore, but you cannot just order another one of me, burn it on camera, and achieve the same propagandistic effects.
Understood.
Right, but if the U.S. government makes it known that they burned all of the flags or they left no flags behind, then that defeats the Taliban's attempt to say, hey, look, we captured these flags from the U.S. embassy and now we're burning them.
Okay.
So it's sort of counter-propaganda?
Is it not a great thing for them to be, hey, we made them burn the flags?
I mean, that is a stronger victory, in my opinion.
But they were burned under the flag code, so it doesn't count.
I bet you they weren't.
But seriously. I have to.
I know about the whole ritual that you're supposed to do. I was a Boy Scout. I know the whole ritual of the folding and the burning and the thingamabob, and you have to wait until they are not usable as flags before you do it, for one thing.
As soon as they get back to American soil, then they should be arrested and prosecuted.
For burning the magic sky cloth.
Yes.
I mean...
Those bastards.
Yes and no, right?
Like, how can we have freedom if we don't have the magic sky cloth?
In my defense, if I want to be serious about this, like, they agreed to that, right? Like, they're part of that system.
Sure.
That is well within their rule set, and if they violate their own
rule set,
they should
be held accountable. Yes, but the system told them to destroy the flags.
Understood.
Well,
so that the Taliban couldn't...
If you get a bunch of Christian monks to pee on crosses, it makes good video. I mean, they didn't have it at the time, but you get the idea.
I think
they do now because of the internet.
I think your point about this being a bigger victory is astute. I mean, it's definitely better propaganda for the Taliban to be like, "Hey, we didn't have to burn their flags. We got them to burn their own flags."
Right.
That's a powerful statement.
Seriously. I mean, talk about recruitment tools. We caused them to desecrate their own sacred symbol.
Before leaving and evacuated, they joined the Taliban, and in one final act, burned the flags of their oppressors.
And now they're working insidiously as double agents inside the U.S. government. The considerable distress inside the airport as people waited anxiously for outbound flights still paled in comparison to scenes a few miles away in the city. Cars clogged the streets, stuffed and topped with beds, bicycles, and household goods. Cars showed license plates from faraway provinces, reflecting the influx of people displaced by Taliban gangs elsewhere. Hundreds jostled to withdraw money from banks. Several ATMs in town had run out of money. Yet those poor people who didn't realize that this was going to happen 2 weeks ago are now finding that they can't withdraw any cash.
So when talking about a collapse, I was talking to one a friend. And he's like, well, you can see it coming, but it's still sudden. Like, you can see the mechanisms in advance, but the actual collapse is so quick that, yeah, it may be difficult to get all your ducks in a row and your affairs in order. Like, even if you go from province to province, you go, okay, we've escaped this one, and then, boom, it hits overnight again, and, you haven't had the opportunity to get to the bank and get all your stuff out. So,
Keep your stuff in a bank, then.
Understood.
The armed private security guards and local police, normally a fixture on Kabul's streets, weren't there Sunday. No security guards and no police as the Taliban was finding its way into the city.
And you Americans want to defund the police. Look at what happens. Taliban runs crazy the minute you take the soldiers off the streets.
And if you believe in your magic sky cloth, wouldn't you want to drape it meaningfully over particular places in the hope that that last-minute redemption would happen to these people?
Well, it certainly isn't.
In that last moment, they would repent of their sins of going against the great American empire?
But they won. They won against the American empire is leaving. The strongest military force in the world is leaving Afghanistan, and the Taliban, the fighters out there with AK-47s and rocket launchers from the 1980s, won.
And burning your own flags is somehow not putting your tail between your legs?
What was your question?
I mean, okay, if you believe in this symbol, Now, I don't...
Well, they have no doubt that they're putting their tail between their legs. It's just like in Vietnam. It's like, yeah, we're just not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about the fact that we're surrendering and that we're abandoning Afghanistan. The United States and its politicians are never going to admit that this was, both, one, the dumbest thing America has ever done in the realm of not international policy, or two, that they lost after fighting for 20 years to create stability in the region. It took less than a month for the Taliban to completely undo that. They're never going to actually come out and state that reality.
Knowing that they were hamstrung, right, Ari said, hands behind the back, it was a scrimmage, it was a sparring match, the loss doesn't go on their official record.
That's probably how they view it, really. But, you know, what were they...
We didn't lose in Afghanistan, we just chose not to win.
What were they sparring for? Why were they having that scrimmage match?
In preparation for something to come. You always scrimmage before the real game.
That's exactly it. And that's what I think it's going to be, China or Russia or a combination of the two. I don't think it's a coincidence that the United States government is...
I ask again, what are they going to do with these troops? Because, look, as much as I would love, and I really would love to see, like, a million videos of soldiers coming home to their families.
Well, there aren't that many troops in Afghanistan.
Wives and hugging children and puppies. I would love to see that. Okay, they're not going to do that. What are they going to do with these troops? Are they going to send them to all of the other places that we're in?
There are like 5,000 or 6,000 in Afghanistan. There aren't very many U.S. troops there.
We're going to need them to administer the vaccines.
Okay, to be fair, not even the American president is allowed to know how many troops are in a given country at a given time.
That's how they fooled Trump when he tried to get them out.
Oh, yeah.
No, just sir, they're out.
All of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. According to our records, we have zero troops there. Well, what about these 10,000? Well, they're not actually there. They're in transition. You see, they're not actually there.
Still, I don't think it's millions of troops. Yep. But I don't know where the U.S. military really is. But if they end up getting shipped to the, you know, South China Sea, I think it will tell us a fair bit about what the U.S. government is really thinking.
I'm still putting money on bringing them home, stationing them here. And then they're going to be the ones responsible for the COVID rollout.
See, I tend to think it's going to be a much bigger thing because I've been reading this book called We Have Been Harmonized, which is by a Chinese dissident. And it paints the scene clearly what China is planning to do in the very near future. And that means the U.S. government is aware of that. And China, not a threat, but they want to be a threat.
I'm just asking, are we going to Eurasia or East Asia? Because one of them has always been our ally, and the other has always been our enemy.
From what I can tell, the U.S. government...
Or is it what Richie said, where they're just going to take those 5,000 or whatever troops and make that the COVID rollout?
It's a good start.
Only time will tell. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think... California?
It's certainly not a move for peace, at the very least. 603-283-6160. What do you think Biden is going to do with these unknown number of troops?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.